Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Five people were rescued yesterday morning after they got lost in cold near Mendenhall Glacier. Captain Beth Weldon of Capital City Fire and Rescue says they were called out to assist Alaska State Troopers and Juneau Mountain Rescue personnel after midnight Tuesday night. They had sent two boat crews with two firefighters apiece to transport rescuers to the west side or corner of the glacier near the ice caves. All five hikers were brought back in good condition before 5 o'clock yesterday morning. One unidentified hiker apparently suffered a minor ankle injury that did not inhibit their walking ability. It was not known if the hikers were cruise ship passengers or local residents. Weldon says five firefighters assisted in the rescue, at least 10 rescuers total. Expect delays if you're driving out North Douglas Highway over the next 3 days. Crews will be working to repair new pavement laid down last year in the area between Fish Creek Road and the boat launch. State Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the pavement has settled more than expected atop new culverts that were installed during last year's project.
They're going back in there and just doing some repairs and some maintenance. They noticed some settling over the winter, and so they just want to go back in there and make sure everything looks good and looks like a brand new section of road.
Woodrow says the culverts themselves are fine and will not be affected by the maintenance work. He says North Douglas commuters and boat launch users may want to plan accordingly. CECON will be working on the highway between Fish Creek and the launch from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today through tomorrow. The highway will be one lane only during those hours, causing delays of up to 20 minutes. Annual buoy tender Olympics got off to an early start yesterday morning on Juneau's downtown waterfront with a chain pool, swimming relay, and Gatineau Channel, the very loud tug of war that you just heard, and also competitions on crane operation and pin and shackle construction. The Olympics are part of the buoy tender roundup. The week-long event includes specialized training for crewmen and women aboard the ships, as well as the midweek competitive games. Wearing a Viking helmet with horns, Ensign William Stark of the Kodiak Bay Spar was part of the ship's tug-of-war team, and he said the entire week is always a great experience.
It's competitive, but at the end of the day, it's a buoy tender camaraderie between all different units. We're all brothers. It's a great thing.
This year's vessels are from Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and British Columbia. Scott Bell is lead hand on the Bartlett, which is based in Victoria, and Bell says it's a good opportunity for Canadian Coast Guard's men and women to spend time and train with their U.S. counterparts.
Every year we have our own, roundup out of Victoria, and quite a few of the ships show up for that as well from the U.S. side. So it's good to touch base with people we've met before, and every new face is a bonus.
The ships docked at Station Juneau include the Spar, the Maple, Anthony Pettit, the Fur, the Henry Blake, and the Bartlett. And you can go to our website at ktoonews.org and see a slideshow from the buoy tender Olympics. You're listening to Morning Edition here on K2.